The mental health pressures facing elite athletes were seen on the world stage at this year's Paris Olympics and Paralympics. 36-year-old academic and competitive breakdancer Rachel Gunn, known as Ray Gunn, experienced firsthand the social media storm that can arise when a new sport is introduced on the Olympic schedule and is not well received by the many who are unfamiliar with it. More than 3 weeks after taking a step back from the public eye, she spoke to Channel 10 about the experience.
There's been a portion of a very angry and, you know, awful responses, not only attacking me, but attacking my husband, attacking my crew, attacking the breaking and street dance community in Australia.
Now, researchers at Flinders University have provided an insight into the mental health pressures facing current and retired athletes. Ashley Montero is the lead author of the paper, published in the journal Australian Psychologist.
It does appear slightly higher than the general population. We're not too sure exactly why, and we're trying to dig a little bit deeper to understand that and unpack that a bit more. But we think that a lot of this might be due to the stigma surrounding sleep and mental health within sport, and how athletes perceive the different support services around them and their likeliness or willingness to seek help for them.